Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the show today on this Tuesday, July the 8th, 2014. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday. We're here 12:04 to 1 on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, the most powerful Southern Arizona news talk station, a station with very good reach, so you'll be able to listen to us pretty much anywhere in Southern Arizona. And if you're not near a radio, you can live stream us anywhere in the world at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And you can hear the program on your schedule with the podcasts on buckmastershow.com. We've got every one of the programs that we have done since January 4th, 2011 on our archive, so you can check it all out. During the noon hour today, we get things rolling down the track this Tuesday afternoon with a conversation about air quality in Pima County. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, thumbs down temporarily on the market, but that doesn't mean that Shelley won't have his usual upbeat, smiling self available for us at about 20 minutes past the hour. The bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Arizona Corporation Commissioner Gary Pierce. Then we'll close out the show, Linda Ray, with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report. So we've got a full agenda as usual. The Buckmaster Show lineup and live line for you, 790-2040, and the Facebook page, as we're just two or three friends now away from 3,500 friends of the Buckmaster Show on our Facebook page. Let's welcome now Beth Gorman. Beth is the Senior Program Manager for the Pima County Environmental Quality Department in the Pima County Government. Beth, how are you?
I'm very well, Bill. How are you doing?
Real good. Did you have a nice 4th of July?
Oh, it was lovely, and our air quality was great.
Yeah, after months on end of dry, dusty winds, finally the rains came, and then basically the winds that we'll be seeing now are the winds associated with thunderstorms, not necessarily the ones that kick up all the dust. So I guess you have noticed a big change in our air quality. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, we did. We had a really dusty, windy spring. And surprisingly, I think I issued more advisories this spring than I have in a long time for dust. And now that we've got our rains, yay, it will keep the dust levels down, hopefully. But we do sometimes have issues with dust right before a big storm, a big dust, you know, a big monsoon storm. Sometimes it will kick up some dust. So people who are in dust-prone areas still have to be careful because there could be some issues. But I know in the month of June was really surprising because a lot of times we see high levels of a different pollutant, the ground-level ozone pollutant. But this June, our levels were really low. Hmm. And we think it's because there was kind of a slight afternoon breeze, and that breeze kind of kept that chemical reaction occurring. So we had low levels of ground-level ozone, so we've really had a good season so far as air quality.
It's interesting, too, because there was no real buildup. Like normally we go a week or two before the monsoon, the clouds, kind of, there's a couple clouds in the sky, then there's more the next day. This thing just sort of came upon us on Thursday. The rains finally came, July 3rd. And it feels like it's a little bit of a different monsoon. I hope it's going to be a monsoon that's very productive because that would really help keep the pollution down.
Oh, it would help in so many ways. I could just feel the relief of the plants just having something, some kind of nourishment from our water to pop out those cactus pads and just everything seems like it feels so much better in the desert when there's a little bit of water.
And when it doesn't rain, which has been the case for almost 6 months, you get then, when you do get the rain, you have a stormwater pollution issue. Isn't that correct?
Well, yeah, it's sad. It's kind of sad. I know those initial storms when you would look out over the bridges and at the water just flowing wonderfully under us and through the washes, you could see a lot of litter and a lot of trash that's been collected. And basically what happens is if we don't properly dispose of trash, if we don't take care of our vehicles, the rain just basically picks up, you know, everything that we've left behind us. It picks up the oil and grease from our cars. It picks up any kind of pesticides or chemicals from our yards. It picks up pest waste. And, of course, litter and trash that are improperly disposed of. So all of this tends to collect, you know, in the desert. And then when those initial rains come through, all that beautiful stormwater picks up all these contaminants, and then it'll eventually end up contaminating our groundwater.
Beth Gorman is with us. She's the Senior Program Manager for the Pima County Environmental Quality. 790-2040 is our number on the Buckmaster Show live line. So if you hire someone to haul away trash, it's really pretty much your responsibility. Is that my understanding? It's your responsibility that trash actually gets to the dump, correct?
Oh, well, sure. I mean, it's your trash, so you're responsible. The best advice for us is to have people hire somebody who's reputable, somebody that you know, maybe a hauler that's been permitted by our department. But if not, then somebody who's, you know, their name, you know, their address, maybe their license plate number on their vehicle. And don't pay cash, pay with a check so that you have evidence just in case they decide to take your money and end up, you know, not going to the landfill, excuse me, but they dump it out in the desert. And you don't want that to happen. So you want to have evidence that you actually hired somebody to do that.
Beth Gorman with us on the Buckmaster Show. We have a couple of folks who would like to get in on the conversation. Jim is up first. Jim Kelly, friend of the Buckmaster Show. Jim, how are you?
I am well today, thank you. Ms. Gorman, I have a question about our benzene plumes. How are they doing? Are they getting pushed to where they're supposed to be getting pushed to?
I'm sorry, which plumes?
The benzene plumes on the south side.
Are the
retention basins working, and is the water at the polluted plumes that exist all around Tucson, are they getting pushed to where they're supposed to be getting pushed to?
Well, I am sorry. I'm not sure. I know there have been some issues with polluted stormwaters, and so are you referring to the TCE over near the airport area? Is that what you're
Correct.
Referring to? Yes. We actually have an expert in our department that perhaps Bill could talk with her at a point to discuss that. There have been changes in that plume, and to be honest with you, I don't know exactly where it's heading at this point. And it's unfortunate that things that we did many, many years ago, you know, were ending up affecting our groundwater. And that's one of the reasons why we're very concerned about current trends and current actions that people can do in order to prevent future problems with our water.
Actually, that's a good idea for an update. When I first came to town in 1988, that was a huge story. The TCE,
sure.
And the plume underground, and that mm-hmm. TCE being a really bad pollutant. And so,
right.
Beth, we will get some information, or perhaps you can send Rose an email on who the contact would be to kind of get an update on that plume. That would be great.
I'd be happy to do that, Bill.
All right. Up next, David is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Go ahead, David.
I wanted to comment that our air quality is being degraded by poor land use planning, and basically you see evidence of that in the far northwest side, where they've rezone land, mainly Marana, for high-density development way out the top of the Tortolita Fan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're putting in high-density developments like Dove Mountain, Heritage Highlands, Sky Ranch, Tangerine Crossing, where they're scraping the desert and putting houses close together. Masses of houses way out there beyond the urban fringe. So everybody that buys a home and moves there, they have to commute all the way into the city. And you got vacant land, like, all along the freeway, near Tangerine Road, a lot closer,
okay.
And it's empty.
Okay.
Instead, they allow high-density development way out the at the base of the Torrelita Mountains where they have to commute further. And when you have leapfrog development, people moving in these developments have to drive further. And when you increase the vehicle miles traveled, you get more pollutants in the air.
Okay, David, thank you for your comment. Beth, do you have anything to say to David?
Definitely, I agree. And I think there have been improvements in some of the land use planning efforts currently, but you're absolutely right. The good thing, though, is that people have a choice of where they want to live, and they don't have to live out in those areas. And what we are seeing, which is actually wonderful, is we're seeing trends where our vehicle miles traveled on a daily basis are dropping. So there are a lot of people who are choosing to live closer to where they work and choosing to live in more high-density areas so that public transit will work, and hopefully even this modern streetcar that we've got will work. I mean, I chose to live in town so that I can take the bus, and I take the bus just about every day to work. But it's a conscious choice that I made as far as where I live.
Okay, and did I see, I don't know if you saw this, but about the Tucson made another one of the lists of the five best places to ride a bicycle. Did you happen to see that?
Yes, and, yeah. And you know, we get this just every year. We've got hundreds and hundreds of miles of bike routes, and with the county and the urban loop that we have now that's eventually going to be contiguous around the entire metropolitan area. It's wonderful resources available for people so that they have the opportunities to make those choices so that we can, what your listener was saying about the increase in vehicle miles, it's so true, but we can have options if we do try to make better choices. And if we pick up a bike and get some exercise but also use that as our way to get to work or to get to school, it is going to help air quality.
Okay, Beth Gorman, let's keep our fingers crossed for a good summer thunderstorm season. How's that?
I think that's wonderful. See what it is that we can do in order to help keep our groundwater and our air quality as clean and healthy as possible.
Thanks a lot, Beth. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family." It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanque Verde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate, mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac. Business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Well, the gentleman that we turn to every Tuesday at about this time, 12:21 or 12:22 is the case today, is Shelly Fishman. Shelly, how are you?
Well, Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
So are you responsible for today's market?
No.
Oh, okay.
Today's
likely excuse.
Today's market down about 100 points,
yeah,
but still, you know, we're below the 17,000 barrier.
We are, and it's not unusual when the market hits, a level that is considered to be a kind of a benchmark level for us to bounce off it a little bit, maybe pull back a little bit and test it out, as investors are always going to ask the question, well, do corporate results really merit that kind of level in the equity markets? And as it turns out, not necessarily coincidentally, but as it turns out, we're just now entering a new season, if you will, or mm-hmm. of corporate results that we're going to start seeing as corporations begin to report the results for the second quarter.
Why are markets so difficult to predict?
Because if they weren't difficult to predict, people like me couldn't have profit-making jobs.
There you go.
No, markets are difficult to predict because theoretically they're free and they react to lots and lots of influences that are, you know, not necessarily forecastable. So you get some upset in the Middle East or in Crimea or in Ukraine or in, you know, gosh knows where. And markets begin to react to those things in ways that frighten people, and then they kind of snowball. In addition, the matters have been made more critical as computer trading has taken over so much of what the big guys do and the volumes of trades that are automatic that kick in because an algorithm says you have to kick in. So that human emotion theoretically plays less of an influence, but computer emotion is actually taking over. So markets have become more volatile over the past couple of years, and we're seeing that.
And markets have become integrated worldwide.
Exactly, and that is something that is so important for people to understand, that they may think they're invested in U.S. markets, or they're looking at U.S. markets, whether they're invested or not. They're watching U.S. markets, and they're trying to isolate what's happening in the U.S. as a cause and effect, if you will, for why the markets move. But if you take a look at U.S. business in the S&P 500, and certainly in the Dow, you'll find that almost half, certainly more than a quarter, of the business being done by these corporations is being done, guess where? Overseas. So your exposure and our exposure in our economy to worldwide forces is simply nothing that we can back away from anymore.
People who say, I don't really need anything but just an index fund, they're not all created equal, the index funds.
Well, there's lots of different kinds of index funds, but let's talk about what an index is. An index is a generally well-known measurement of where a particular group of stocks or a segment of the economy is, so that you can have an index that's called the S&P 500. And you can have an index called the Dow Jones Industrial Index. You can have an index of biotech stocks. You get an index of Brazil stocks, the Brazil market, the Netherlands market, the German market. All of these various segments of the market have indices that track them. So if somebody says, well, I want to be invested in the broader U.S. market, all I need to do is buy an index of the S&P 500, they're kind of right. Okay. Now, what does that include? Well, it includes the S&P 500. Will you ever beat the index if you're invested in an index fund? No. Would you ever trail the index? Well, no. Mm-hmm. So if you're a fund manager, mm-hmm. and your job is to get paid lots and lots of money to beat the index, then you're trying to pick and choose within the framework of what your particular fund is invested in, let's say large cap U.S. stocks, you're going to try to beat that index every time. And there's significant evidence now over the past 40 or 50 years that over the long term, nobody can beat the index. Now, in any given year, you get some really hot managers and some hot funds, and they're doing great. But long term, the index kind of wins.
Well, and you need to know what index. You were saying there's an index for everything, and that's where someone like yourself that is paid to study all of these things, that's what you do for a living as a certified financial planner. You look at these things and you give people advice, people who are they have other jobs. They're granted, they're not certified financial planners.
Right, and I don't operate on brains, and I don't shoot rockets off.
No.
I have dedicated a career to understanding or trying to understand what moves markets. Mm-hmm. And again, I believe very much in index funds. I believe that long term they're least expensive because you're not paying managers to try to beat the markets. But that doesn't say that you put all your eggs in one index or in one basket. You still have to understand the client's propensity to take risk and the right mix of index funds for that client. You can have bond index funds, you can have overseas index funds, you can have large cap and small cap and mid cap funds, and you have to put that together for a client in a way that's appropriate for that client and is also appropriate for the moment in history where you are.
So we have the Gloom and Doomers on a certain cable station that you can tune into that are always going to say where a crash is right around the corner. And then you have folks who see the very sunny side.
Well, and
the
they're both right.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a little bit of both, maybe.
Long term, the markets are the best performing. The equity markets are the best performing investments you can participate in. Long term, given any period of time, you can be in a market downturn or a bull market or a bear market, and so they don't always behave that way. What we know is that they tend to run in cycles, but you can't predict exactly when. So if somebody tells me, well, the markets are going to crash, I say, yeah, you're right. I know they're going to crash. The question is when. but long term, if you're a 30-year-old investor or a 40-year-old investor, you need to be in the markets because they are the only way that you can predictably over the long term make the kinds of returns that you need to retire and build your nest egg in an economy where individual investment is more and more what you need to rely on as you move through your different phases of life.
And when you sit down with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, he will ask you how much risk you want to take.
I will. And you know, I've got a risk meter. And you know,
we'll put it on your finger there. Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah, that would be great. No, we have questionnaires and we have ways of engaging clients in that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Find out where they are at in the spectrum of investment
And you also need to understand that where you are today or where you think you are might be very different given the surround that you exist in.
Okay.
You know, so people who are very conservative still ask me, well, gosh, the stock market did 30% last year. How come I didn't do
30%? Yeah, where's mine?
Yeah, where's my 30%?
Shelley Fishman, what is a good way to get a hold of you?
Buckmastershow.com, best
Thank
way,
you.
Or ShelleyFishman.com.
All right, Shelley, I hope you have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you chemically sensitive? Worried about exposing your family and pets to chemicals sprayed around your home?
5-Star Termite and Pest Control may be your answer. Our patented treatment process has been used on many chemically sensitive families' homes. Homeowner and pet interaction with the termite barrier is rare because it's held safely within the wall void. We won't treat the soil in the yard where your pets and children play.
5-Star Termite and Pest Control, treating the termites' food, not the earth. 886-0045.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views.
But large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Firo Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Firo Mori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Firo Mori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Firo Mori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Firo Mori on the web at viroamori.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Beat the heat and get back down to earth in the cool mountain air at the 2014 Silver City, New Mexico Clay Festival, the weekend of August 1st. Whether you are a seasoned clay artist or want to get your hands dirty for the first time, you'll be right at home at the Silver City Clay Festival. Enjoy a variety of workshops, demonstrations, lectures on everything from using clay in construction to contemporary ceramics. Take home a work of art or a book or two from the clay market. The Clay Festival also offers tours of a handmade tile factory, a gala reception, live music, juried exhibitions, and more. The Silver City Clay Festival is a Silver City Arts and Cultural District signature event the weekend of August 1st in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. For more information, go to clayfestival.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I'm Bill Buckmaster. It's 12:36 here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line. He's up in Las Vegas, I believe, at a climate change conference. One of the commissioners, five commissioners of the Arizona Corporation Commission, Gary Pierce, former member of the Arizona House of Representatives, Mr. Pierce, elected to the ACC in 2006 and reelected in 2010. Commissioner Pierce, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Bill. It's good to be able to be with you.
Thanks a lot. And what are you learning up there about climate change?
Well, so much of what I'm learning probably are things that in the science that maybe some of us have heard before, but there are new bits of information that we're able to get. And I'm actually here at a Heartland Institute, and the Heartland Institute obviously has produced a lot of information and supported a lot of folks who are writing about the climate change science, and actually that perhaps the climate science is not settled, and in fact that if we're still doing research, it's obviously not settled. And so when the president or Al Gore or others say it's settled science, that may actually not be the case and is not the case. So there's a lot of information, a lot of speakers. Bill, I heard from Patrick Moore today, who was one of the founders of Greenpeace, was their president actually, and who's walked away from that, And he talks pretty specifically about we've had 17 years and 10 months of warming, and that's really not something that that the so-called other side that projects a disaster with warming. They don't seem to recognize the fact that 17 years and 10 months counting of warming.
You know, these new
I mean, I'm cooling, not a
cooling. Yeah, I was going to correct you there. Yeah. 17. Yeah. He believes there's 17. There's been 17 plus years. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
It's not that he believes. That's what we're getting out of. Now that we've done satellites and we're going through this. Recently someone's, I don't know if it was the president or one other, had pointed out that we've had some of the hottest months on record, when in fact it was 1930s that we had the hottest months on record. And so we're at this point where we know the Earth will always cyclically heat and cool. And I think the position that many of us are looking at is, what do we need to spend monetarily to determine if there's something humans can do, if there's something that humans ought to do? And so that's why I'm here, is I look at what do we as policymakers need to do if the Earth is stable, or if it's going through cyclical issues, then should we be spending a lot of money studying something that we can't ultimately do something about? And in fact, if we're pushing back on CO2, which is the most important nutrient for all life on Earth, if we're pushing back on that, is that harming society, particularly in Africa and developing nations? And so, where we want to give them energy and clean water, and those things take power, and the most plentiful power sources are the fossil fuels. And if there's a war on fossil fuels, is that truly good for society? If, in fact, CO2, which is a byproduct, is not harmful in this debate, and in fact is helpful to health. So the CO2 is not, you know, people call it carbon, but let's face it, it's CO2. It's what we exhale. It's what plants and need to survive. And so I worry about the words people use. And this is not a liberal or a conservative issue. This is, let's look at real science. What can people prove? What are the facts, and what should we be doing in the future? Because I don't think anybody wants to be duped. I don't care if you're conservative or liberal. You don't want to be lied to, and you don't want to be duped. You want the facts.
Let's talk a little bit about what these new aggressive EPA rules to reduce carbon emissions from power plants will mean to us, who are the ratepayers, the folks that are looking at. Are we looking at bigger power bills here in the future because of this?
Well, most certainly, you can't avoid it. If you're going to go after fossil fuels, which are the least expensive fuels for power, then you're going to raise the cost of power to every one of us. And in Arizona, we have some of the cheapest power because we have a lot of coal-fired generation. Our nuclear is inexpensive as well. And so I think, and some people think, well, natural gas is plentiful and we're going to have it all, but, you know, once let's look at it this way, Bill. It may be a war on really the type of fuel sources that are not renewable, anything that is not considered renewable. And renewable, from solar to wind, those have been the most expensive sources. And if that stays that way, it's hard for people to decide, well, I want to pay more when I can have coal-fired generation or natural gas-fired generation or nuclear generation. So my belief is it's really been a fight against cheap power in favor of a more expensive power that seems to be the flavor of the day. And that's something we need to ferret out, too. And I'm not trying to point fingers at renewable energy and say we shouldn't be doing renewable energy because of these other things. I'm saying there has to be a cautious blend, and we should not go to war against any of our sources of power. We should look at them all and not discriminate between any of them.
Including nuclear?
Nuclear, including nuclear. I was at the Vogtle plant in Augusta, Georgia 3 weeks ago, watching the two new generators being built there, and those things were pretty much engineered to withstand a comet strike. Certainly what happened in Japan would never happen with today's technology of nuclear that is being built in Georgia, which I think is going to be the standard. And I think nuclear needs to be part of the equation. And Georgia Power's customers will see their rates climb 5% to have a 100-year supply of nuclear, of a couple thousand, 3,000 megawatts of new nuclear. So I think we as a society have to look at our future, our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids, and say, what do we need to be doing? And nuclear obviously doesn't have any of these emission issues. So yes, even nuclear.
What is this thorium that, in terms of efficient, safe nuclear power, what's wrong with it? We haven't heard much about it.
Well, for instance, the nuclear site in Georgia, there are two units now. They're adding two. Those are the first two since Palo Verde. So it's been a long time coming. Mm. And finally, Southern Companies, who owns Georgia Power, stepped up with some partners and are building this. And it's going to be a great success story. There's no doubt that it will be. Unfortunately, it takes so long to get it cited through the NRC and then Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and then you turn around and it takes it's been taking 7 to 8 years to build these because it's been so long since they built one. But I think the future is bright. I think probably Arizona and other states should look at this because we're going to need baseload power. Coal-fired generation seems to be drifting away from us. No matter what the science says, the EPA and the Supreme Court have made claims about CO2 that maybe a lot of us don't agree with it, but it's reality, and so we're going to have to deal with that. And I think the future is we're going to have baseload power, reliable power, which, let's face it, until there's some way to store renewable energy's power, we have to have backup, and that's going to fall to natural gas and to nuclear. And natural gas has, that's given to spikes because of the market. And I believe if you put your eggs all in one basket, you will for sure pay some of the highest price at some points. We're better
to mix it up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, Gary. Gary Pierce, thank you very much for being with us from the Arizona Corporation Commission. Hope you have a great day. Thanks, Gary.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
All right. Looking for that special cool weekend getaway, may I recommend the historic community of Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3 hours east of Tucson, the elevation is a mile high, so that translates to mild days and cool nights. So much to do, like exploring the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. Great places to stay and things to do. You can find out all about it at southwestnewmexico.org. Places to stay like Agave Ridge Retreat. Back after this.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Spiro Amori presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Spiro Amori. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Spiro Amori in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at SpiroAmoriPizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
No, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training. Because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the every other Tuesday arts report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, announcing the fall 2014 season of entertainment events and classic films, downtown Tucson's crown jewel. Visit FoxTucson.com to view the full season of shows and like the Fox Tucson Theater on Facebook to stay informed of all the happenings at the Fox. Let's welcome Linda Ray with our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report. Linda on the Buckmaster Show live line. How are you, Linda?
I'm great. And I hear you are great, too, with all the monsoon rains.
Yes, we finally got a little bit of rain. I know you've been back in the very humid, my humid hometown of Chicago. They've been getting a lot of rain. And folks back there don't usually crank up the AC because they worry about the high electric bills.
you You've been reading my Facebook posts. Kenneth, you've got AC, turn it on, right? There are many things to love about here. You just look at all the trees and grass and you feel cooler already. But I'll be home soon. But talking about the rains and the monsoons and stuff, I wanted to talk about that art show at the Chubasco art show at Reese's Taller. That's at 222. It's Reese's Taller 222 at 218 East 6th Street. And they annually have an exhibit of, it's an invitational exhibit of painting, sculpture, photography, and mixed media work pertaining to our spectacular monsoons and other water themes. And that's going to continue just through July 26th. We need to go hurry up and look at that. And there are a couple other shows I want to talk about. We've talked about them before, but they've been on so long, I'm sure everyone has said, oh, we have plenty of time to see that. But that's not true anymore, because on the 30th of July, the exhibit of non-figurative work by DeGrazia, the modernist work that he did, it continues through July 30th at the Gallery in the Sun.
Linda, I was going to say, and folks who have a stereotype thinking about DeGrazia, this will really go outside the stereotype. This is really some of the early work up at the DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun, really nice work that DeGrazia did early on in his career.
Right, and it's fun to see. I call this Tucson's time because we have all of our tourist attractions to ourselves. So it's nice to be able to go look at this special work at the DeGrazia Gallery. And it's now through the 30th up there on North Campbell Avenue. And another work that we've talked about before a couple times, again, it's going away. Go see Curtis Reframed, the Arizona Portfolios. This is an exhibit of 60 iconic photographs of the American West taken by Edward S. Curtis from 1900 to 1921. So you can see what it looked like before all of us came here, pretty much. It ends July 31st, and that's at the Arizona State Museum. It's $5 admission. They're open Monday through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah, that'd be a great way to check out really the premier, I think, the premier photographer of Native American peoples at the turn of the century, Edward S. Curtis, and they have the full portfolios at the Arizona State Museum, and some of these are images from the portfolio. So it's a really great way to see the Curtis work. I know you're very much into film, and I'm sure the Loft Theater is a great place to cool off, right?
Right, and everybody loves to go to the movies in the summer, but the Loft has some really exciting things going on. They've started this New York Film Critic Series, so you can go to the Loft and pretend that you are a New York film critic. And the Rolling Stones film critic Peter Travers will talk to you about what you're about to see, and afterward he'll have a panel, or he'll be talking to the producers or the actors or whatever. But a piece of this is on July 9th. There's a preview of the new romantic comedy, And So It Goes. It's directed by Rob Reiner, who directed The Princess Bride and When Harry Met Sally, two favorite comedies, and it's featuring the first ever on-screen pairing of Michael Douglas and Diane Keaton. And then Rob Reiner does a Q&A afterwards. So that is a really fun event, and you're going to be seeing some previews, movies that haven't been released yet, but ones that are going to be hot and big, involving some great directors, producers, and actors. So the whole series, you can check it out. Just here's the URL, NY Film Critics Series, Film Critics, plural, so it's two S's, NYFILMCRITICSS series.com. And then there's another classic, you know, the Loft does these late night cult classics, and there's last year they did a whole series during regular time of films by Hayao Miyazaki. I knew I was going to mispronounce that, but he was sort of an avatar of the whole manga movement. If you have teenagers or kids in middle school, you know what manga is, and this will show you where it came from in some of the finest illustrations and most imaginative animations ever put to film. But it's late. Have dinner first at one of our fabulous new restaurants, and then go from 10 to 11:45 on Friday, July 11th, to see Princess Mononoke at the Loft.
And they've got a lot of great films still coming up at the Loft, but I want to quickly switch. I've only got a minute to go. For folks who might be interested in theater, William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night at the Red Barn Theater.
Right. That's it's interesting because we usually think of that as being a holiday film, but it's a comedy of love and gender bending. This is directed by Whitney Morton Woodcock. It's on Fridays and Saturdays from 7:30 to 10 p.m. at the Red Barn, 948 North Main Avenue. And then I wanted to mention the Altogether Theater, the answer to the question, what to do with the kids. Every Sunday they have an original play, and the one that's currently running is The Wizard of Oz. It's at 1 o'clock through August 10th. You'll find that at livetheaterworkshop.org.
Okay, and just about out of time, but there is a literature series, Lamplight Reading Series.
I wanted to mention...
Real quickly, please. Yeah.
Real quick, at Casa Libre in La Solana, I want to mention it because we talked about the open readings in the past, but this is one that's been going on for decades, and all the very best Tucson poets go there. So it's from 4 to 6 p.m. the first Sunday of every month, except August.
Linda Ray, thank you very much. Have a safe trip back from Chicago to Tucson.
You.
We'll see you soon. Thank you, Linda.
Okay. Bye-bye.
The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, encouraging fans of live entertainment to become a member of the Fox. To view the complete list of shows coming up and to purchase tickets, visit foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by, and thank you, Culligan, Better Water, Pure and Simple Culligan, for all your residential and commercial water needs. This afternoon, it's for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw on KVOI. Tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. And then, producer Rosemary Brandt and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04 for the midweek edition of Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.